we had the weekend off, and so we decided to take a field trip, a Musers field trip. We're famous for our field trips. And last week we did the segment trying to figure out which field trip we would take, and we had a lot of candidates, but as we were discussing it as the week went along, those candidates went by the wayside pretty quickly for various reasons. Number one, the weather. We talked about going to Palm Springs and or Joshua Tree National Park, but the forecast on Saturday for those two spots, high of 118.
Mm.
And we were advised by many, don't go to the desert right now in California because it's awful. So we took that off the list. And then we were thinking about going to Vegas for the big Errol Spence-Terrence Crawford fight. But the logistics, there were just too many moving parts. The drive, we heard, was 5 to 6 hours, and you can have traffic that could make it even a little longer, that a lot of people go to and fro from L.A. during the weekend to Vegas. Getting a hotel was going to be problematic, getting tickets. There were just so many moving parts that we took that off the list.
Yeah, getting there I think would have been okay. Getting back I think would have been a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Either if you took the short flight, or we heard traffic going from Vegas to L.A. on Sunday is just outrageous.
Yeah.
Just like it wasn't Hangover.
Right. So we decided that because of a tip we got from a couple of P1s that there was a whale-watching excursion from Santa Barbara, short drive, about 30 minutes up the coast. And these P1s said it was life-changing for them. It was one of their greatest experiences. They highly recommended it. So taking all of the traffic and weather concerns into consideration, we decided, all right, we'll get up on Saturday about 8 o'clock. I made reservations for us on this whale-watching cruise, and we got up there around 9. They told us to get there an hour early.
Hmm.
For whatever reason.
Not really necessary.
We checked in at 9. They gave us a little boarding card and said, okay, we'll board at 9:45. And I said, but I thought we had to be here an hour. Why did you have us?
Yeah.
We could have slept in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But better safe than sorry.
It was beautiful out there, Santa Barbara. So
yeah.
That is a beautiful beach.
It's so pretty out there.
We took a walk on the pier while we were waiting. There were a little walkway out to where the boats are in the marina, and it was beautiful. We had the beach on one side where there was a class, kids were learning how to row, and on the other side we had all the boats that we were checking out. It was mm-hmm. great.
Yeah.
Beautiful
weather.
A lot
of kayakers out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems to be very popular.
Mm-hmm. Stand-up paddle boards, too, in that calm bay. So eventually we go on board the Condor. That's the name of the ship. It was about a 70-foot-long vessel that had a little galley inside where they served breakfast and lunch and maybe 12 booths in there.
Booth.
Seats up top on the deck and some seats down low. And we boarded and we went up top and we sat. And before we took off, it was booked as a 4.5-hour tour. The first, I would say, 20 to 30 minutes were the talk that we got from the volunteers.
Yeah, we were doing some comedy there.
They were educating us on whales and what we might see.
And they told us important things, like this is why the whales are here this time of year.
Yeah.
Because they're feeding before the mating season, and then when they have their calves,
mm-hmm.
that'll happen this fall, and they'll go to warmer waters to do that. So this is a good time if you're out in this area to go out whale watching, because they're in this area eating, kind of like us.
Are whales warm-blooded? They're mammals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they birds?
Are they birds?
No, they are mammals. They are not birds.
Jeez.
She, at one point,
she brought out these little puppets.
Pulled out a puppet, and I didn't understand that part of the presentation.
Yeah, yeah. I tweeted some humor about it. You made a joke about it. I tweeted out something to the effect of, we got 4 hours of this. We should have read the fine print. What a ripoff.
You're just going to put on a like, puppet show.
The whale watching was just a puppet show on a boat.
Said some
Junior,
interesting things to
she
say.
She pulled out that little thing, that little model of a whale. And Junior goes, I could have sworn they were bigger than that.
About a foot long.
Yeah.
So we got that. And you're right, George, it was educational. And they were really nice. All the volunteers on board were very sweet people and very informative.
Mm-hmm.
So we eventually pull out, and now we're trolling through the harbor at low speed. But that gave us a chance to look at all the boats, the yachts named Privacy.
Yes, there's a lot of money that was sitting in that harbor.
There was a boat there from Texas.
Yeah.
The Bravo what?
It wasn't the Bravo Eugenia. It was something else. Then we make it out into the open sea, and we pick up speed. And
I swear to you, I thought we were only going to go like a mile offshore and like go parallel with the shore. I had no idea we were going that far out.
How far out do you think we went?
My guess is at least 10 miles.
So
no way.
You're very close because they had that map inside, that real-time map.
Okay.
They had two of them showing exactly our location, and we were 8 to 9 nautical miles off the coast at any given time.
Yeah.
What's the difference in a mile and a nautical mile?
I have no idea, but on that screen it was labeled nautical miles.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We got pretty far out.
We were going 15 to 25 miles an hour or knots, and we went straight
out. A mile
per
hour is the same as a knot?
No, it's not. I said or.
It's not?
It's not.
What? Is it a maritime?
Is it a bird?
Nautical?
It's a bird.
Knot?
And we were going 15 birds an hour?
Yes, and we went that way for 2 hours.
Were we mammals?
And we went that way for 2 hours, so that would be, I figured somewhere around there, 8 to 12 miles out. I've never been that far out before.
Really?
No.
Did you feel completely isolated? And
it was pretty wild when
we could still see the land.
That marine layer came in, you couldn't see anything. And that's like, where? I totally got turned around. What direction are we going? Because a couple times he circled around as we were trying to find the whales.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get seasick, but as we outlined earlier in the show, a number of people did, and that was nasty.
There was some carnage back there on the back of the ship.
And I think they probably had the idea, we're just going to go out and, maybe a mile or so out and take this nice little cruise. And it is, but going out when you're going into the swell, and that was, pretty good sized waves.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up and down and up and down.
Oh, yeah.
I was standing next to a woman when she just turned and vomited overboard, and I had to move a little bit out of the way to avoid some spray.
Was she hot?
I didn't know what was going on until they did the Gordo-like cough of the... And I was, oh, gosh. Yeah, right next to me.
You watched them vomit?
No, I just had to look the other way.
And then I told you guys the story, and we talked about this in the O-Deck, of the woman who almost immediately, when we headed out to sea, went into one of the bathrooms. She did not come out for 4 hours. She didn't come out until we got done with the journey and were docked back at the harbor. And then she came out, and she was green. She looked awful.
What a bad decision, Coach.
It was this Spartan gas station bathroom, all metal.
It's just gross inside.
Gross,
there.
And she
almost
stayed
like a
in there
porta
for
potty.
Four hours.
Yeah, I don't. That was a horrible decision on her part. My theory is that she, because she was kind of an attractive person, so she may have been. What? You can say that. Can you not say that?
I don't think you can say that.
Okay, so she was this person who kept up with her appearance, and so I think maybe she had vomited on her clothing and didn't want to be seen with that stuff all over her, so that's why she stayed in there. Otherwise, she would have gone to the back of the boat and where it was least, she was least likely to get seasick. Instead, she stayed in a porta potty, being thrown about.
Because you can eat ginger or drink a little water or something, but it does not get better, it seems like.
Yeah.
Once you go that far and start vomiting.
Oh, yeah. And I was standing back on the back of the boat at one point. I never got sick, but I looked over because I was. It's kind of cool to see the wake that the boat leaves and everything. And I looked down and I noticed that there was just somebody's vegetable soup all over the back of the boat. Yeah. And it was like a pool of it down there on the lower deck. It was just kind of sloshing back and forth. You can see the letters of the alphabet.
All right.
Because they had alphabets.
That's enough.
Well, after about 30 minutes of heading out to sea, the captain slowed down. Gordo, you spotted this, a bunch of pelicans off to our left. And when we got up there, there was a school of dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And before we saw any whales, we saw dolphins. The whole trip, we must have seen 100 dolphins, 200 dolphins?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we saw, yeah, at least a couple hundred. There was that cool moment where it was towards the... It was in the latter half when you looked off and you saw that school of dolphins making a beeline towards us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they were, because they love swimming with boats, because they ride that pressure wave that the boat creates, and so it makes it real easy for them to swim, and they're just playful. I mean, they just look so, like they have so much fun in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love dolphins.
Oh, it was so cool watching them approaching us. There were probably 50 to 70 of them approaching us at one point. Off there and just swimming so fast and jumping. And
I know, I've never seen that many dolphins before. Usually if you see them close to shore, you see two or three.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, hundreds of them.
And you see the mamas with the little babies that look so cute swimming next to them.
Yeah, that was great.
They're beautiful, too, up close when you can see them like that. And you see them, you know, how athletic they are. Some of them were floating on their backs. They would swim on their backs like they were just having the time of their life. And I almost enjoyed seeing the dolphins more than the whales.
I was going to say, that was good by me. Even if we didn't see a whale after that, we got to see all those dolphins.
Yeah. Eventually, we went further out, and we did see our first whale. I think that very first occurrence with whales, there were two of them, and they were humpback whales. And the humpback whale is about as big as the boat we were on. They said that they get somewhere to around 60 to 70 feet in length.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the size of our boat. So it's not the biggest whale. That's the blue whale. But the humpback whale is one of the five or six big whales. And they're big. And we saw one. They will breach, and then they'll blow out the blowhole.
That was cool when you were looking for them. You thought you saw them, and then all of a sudden you hear that.
Yes.
It's like, wow, he's only like 30 yards from us.
And sometimes you're looking in another direction, but you hear that sound, and then you whip your head around, and you can see the back of the humpback whale. And then if you're lucky, and this happened to us a few times during the 4 hours, they'll take a really big bend, and so when they go back down into the water, that's when you see the giant whale tail.
That is so awesome.
It's pretty incredible to see that in person. I posted a video, by the way, on Twitter of one of the whale tail moments, and then also if you hang with the video, you'll see the dolphin real close to the boat. But I would say after getting out there and then moving around out there offshore 8 or 9 miles... for what, 90 minutes we were probably moving around, maybe 2 hours. I think we saw a total of somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 10 humpback whales.
That's what our captain said. He thought it was over, right at 10. And, that was incredible. And I don't know if you were going through this struggle, because I wanted to get some video of them too, but I also just wanted to see them.
Yes. I know. It was always a battle of, do I video this or do I just watch it?
So after about, the first five or six or so, I got at least one. You got the best shot. I missed that one, that tail. But I saw several without my camera that were just beautiful like that, where you saw the tail come out and go back in. And that was just really, really cool.
I only got a couple of decent short clips of video and a few pictures because, like you, I was struggling in the beginning with that, and I decided if I just get one good picture of a dolphin, one good video of a whale tail, then I'm going to try to put my phone away and just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And so I was able to get a couple decent shots, and the rest of the time just trying to enjoy it with my own two human eyes.
See, I wish I did that, but I got to texting jokes back and forth with a buddy. And so I missed a lot of the whale stuff.
You did have your camera up a lot, which I think is very tempting because you want to document it. But again, how much do we go back and actually look at that?
I don't know.
Maybe you'll go back and see it someday and go, oh, yeah, I forgot how cool that was.
But I just posted a couple of videos to the P1s on Twitter, on X, excuse me.
Right.
And of the whale tail There was one. It was really cool. Did you guys get any footage of when that one whale was putting the kelp all over itself?
No, I didn't get any of that. But I remember when the captain pointed that out.
Yeah, because it just stayed up on the surface, putting all this kelp onto its back. And they do that for sunscreen, for basically sun protection.
Hmm.
And so they'll find a section of kelp, and then they'll get right up under it and lift themselves up and try to get that kelp wrapped around them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We also got to see a whale go number two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was disturbing.
Violent.
The other strange thing is the tails. So there was an official photographer that was on board there with his fancy camera. And when the whale shows its tail, he'll snap off about 100 pictures in 2 seconds. And that's their fingerprint, because each whale tail is distinct. And they must have had some software on board that he could immediately...
Oops. All right, sorry about that, P1s. We got knocked off the air. Everybody here at Cowboys Training Camp lost power for a couple of minutes. But we're back on the air now. And we've got a funny bit coming up here from practice in a couple of minutes. But we wanted to wrap up the whale-watching excursion story that we were telling you about when we lost power. Gordo, you were talking about the whale tail and how there was a photographer on board documenting all of those, mm-hmm. and that's how they tell the whales apart, and they were naming them.
Yeah, and then they would, like, immediately, as soon as we see a whale, and the guy would take a picture of it, and then, like 10 seconds later, all right, that whale's name is Satchmo. We've seen him for the past 3 years here. They'd have all this information about it, like, immediately, just based on seeing its tail for half a, 2 seconds.
Yeah. Wow. I was pleased that we saw 10 whales, 200 dolphins. The other wildlife, sea life creature we saw was a sunfish that floats on its side, I think they said.
Yeah.
That was wild.
Yeah, and the one we saw was only about the size of a hubcap or something like that, and I just thought that was the size they were. The guy goes, that is a very small one right there. Those get very big. I think the record was like 5,000 pounds or something like that.
Yeah.
Damn. All in all, it was great, though.
Yeah.
We saw way more than I thought we would see. Like, mm-hmm. I thought we might see one or two whales.
Right.
A few dolphins.
A couple dolphins.
You know what else I thought was actually really, I'm glad, happened? Was the fog that rolled in. Like, seeing that whale out there with the mist just looked so beautiful.
Yeah. Yes.
It was incredible. And that one run towards the end, when we started heading back, we saw again that huge pack of dolphins, but there were sea lions in there and a couple of whales.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, sea lions were really cool watching. I'd never seen them swim at speed like that in
right.
I just figured
school
they were
or
dolphins, but yeah, there were sea lions.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they swam like dolphins with their diving going up and down, up and down.
They get after it.
That was really cool. I forgot about that. So we saw four different creatures out there, plus some birds.
Yeah.
Lots of pelicans, which I think the brown pelican is beautiful. I love watching them nosedive for a fish.
Yeah. So there were some big birds like that, but there were some smaller birds out there. You're 8 miles out. That's no problem for a bird to fly 8 miles?
I guess not.
Back into shore.
They migrate every year, and they fly thousands of miles. Right?
Yeah, George.
Okay.
Oh, are you against migration? Oh, okay, I see how it is.
No, I just wondered how they got back in there.
We don't need these birds coming here and taking our jobs.
That wasn't a question.
By the way,
I thought about before. I thought it was a good one.
The question I had about nautical miles, or Gordo, you had, versus regular miles, Eric says, nautical miles are used to measure the distance traveled through the water. A nautical mile is slightly longer than a mile on land.
Okay.
Why would that be?
Because of maritime laws?
Maybe this is the answer. The nautical mile is based on the Earth's longitude and latitude coordinates, with one nautical mile equaling 1 minute of latitude.
So you can go a mile a minute?
And 2 minutes of gratitude.
So that's right.
150 hours?
A nautical mile is 1.15 in terms of length compared to a land mile. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's slightly longer than a land mile.
Okay. That somewhat clears it up.
Toothpaste.
Toothpaste and picnic.
Overall, 7 thumbs up for the whale watching excursion.
It was fun. I'm glad we did that.
Yeah, it was great. We got to see some girls vomit, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.